Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Mois Perek Yud Mishnah Hey, Chapter 10, Mishnah 5. Somewhat of a complicated Mishnah, but not nearly as complicated as yesterday's Mishnah. This Mishnah begins, Amrulai, if they tell somebody, Mesa Ishtecha, that his wife died, so let's call the fellow Reuven, and he's married to a woman by the name of Leah, and they tell him that Leah passed away. So he goes ahead and he marries her sister Rachel. But this sister is only Mehaviha. It was a sister from a father, that means they didn't share a mother, they just shared a father. So a half-sister. Mesa. Then they told him that Rachel, his wife, died. And he married her sister, Sarah Me'ima. In other words, she was the sister of Rachel, only from her mother and not from her father. So it comes out that Sarah and Leah are not related at all. Mesa. And then, unfortunately, they come and they tell him that Sarah, his wife, died. And married her sister, Rivka Me'avia. It was only her sister from her father and not from her mother. So it comes out that Rivka is not related to Leah and Rachel. Mesa. And then sadly, they told him that Rivka's wife died. Then he married her sister Chana, Me'ima, from her mother. So it comes out that Chana is not related to Leah, Rachel, or Sarah. And then we find out that all the testimony that they got about these dead women is all untrue, and all the women are alive. So the Mishnah says like this. What comes out? Mutter barishayna. He's permitted to stay married to the first one. Bishlishis ubachamishis. The third one and the fifth one. That means he could be married to Leah. He could be married to Sarah. And he could be married to Chana. Now even though Sarah is the sister of Rachel, however, nevertheless, she's permitted because Rachel never was fully married. She wasn't married at all because you're not allowed to marry your sister. And she was Leah's sister. The same thing happens with Chana as well. Even though she's Rivka's sister, but she's still permitted because since it was no real marriage, comes out that when Rivka, which is the sister of Sarah, had relations with him, it was not a marriage, it was just no... Says the Mishnah, Upaitres Tzaret Sein. Let's say Reuven dies without children, and then one of the brothers did Yibam on any of the three women that are permitted to him, Leah, Sarah, or Chana. Says the Mishnah, then their Tzarais, their co-wives, are Pater now, and they don't need Yibam, and they don't need Chalitza. The Aser, says the Mishnah, but Reuven cannot get married Bashnia to Rachel because she's the sister of Leah, Uberavias, and he can't get married to the fourth one, and that's Rivka because she's the sister of Sarah. And if let's say Reuven dies and he does Yibum to Rachel or to Rivka, then the others don't become Pater from Yibum because they were never married to Reuven in the first place, so they didn't even need Yibum, so it's nothing. Says the Mishnah of Imbala Shnia La'achamisas Rishon, let's say if after the testimony that Leah died, which was true testimony, and the rest of the testimonies were false. So it comes out when he married Rachel after Leah died. It was permitted, Mutter Bishnia, then he's permitted to be married to Rachel because he married her after his wife died, Ubaravias, and he's also permitted in Rivka because her sister Sarah is not really considered married to him at all. Well, Poitres Sarah is saying, let's say Reuven dies without children, and one of the brothers does Yibum on either Rachel or Rivka, then the Tzara, the co-wife, no longer has to have Yibum or Chalitza done to her. Concludes the Mishnah of Asar, but Reuven is still prohibited by Shlishis, the third woman, which is Sarah, because she's Rachel's sister, Oba Chamishis, and he's also prohibited in the fifth one, which was Chana, because she's the sister of Rivka. Says the Mishnah of Ibn Yasachas Man, but there is a Rachel. Let's say Reuven died, and his brother did Yibum to Sarah or to Chana. The rest of them don't become Pater from Yibum because they're not his wives at all, and they don't fault him to Yibum whatsoever. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.